now an update from South Africa. South African President Thabo Mbeki is facing serious criticism for firing Deputy Health Minister Nosizwe Madlala Rotledge about a week ago. He says she disobeyed orders and didn't work well with her team at the ministry. But South African advocates for stronger HIV/AIDS policies say she was an important voice and will be sorely missed. Joining us to discuss it is Jonathan Allen. He's the managing editor of AllAfrica.com, and he's on the line with us from his office in Cape Town, South Africa. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello there.
What specific reasons did President Mbeki give for firing Madlala Rotledge?
Well, the first one was that he said in his letter to her of dismissal, which he released a few days after in the face of the criticism, was that she was incapable of working in a team, and she'd shown that not only in her current portfolio but also in her previous portfolio as the Deputy Defence Minister. And then he cited in passing an unauthorised trip that she took to an AIDS conference in Spain, which she arrived in Spain and found, in fact, that he, the President, hadn't authorised the trip. She came home, and he cited that in his letter of dismissal as well.
As I understand it, though, she herself said, you know, I came back after I realized my trip was not approved. So was there a history of friction between the two of them?
We don't know about a history of friction between the two of them, but there appears to have been some controversy within the government about her style. She is an activist. As Deputy Defence Minister, people were remarking on the fact that she was a Quaker. It was somewhat unusual in the world to have a Quaker. And so perhaps there have been some suggestions that an activist doesn't fit well in a bureaucracy, especially one such as ours, with a lot of people in it who operated in exile, where of necessity secrecy was imposed upon them. Our government's not always as committed to open government as we, particularly as journalists, might like to see.
Now, reports indicate that Madlala Rotledge clashed frequently with the health minister, Manto Shabalala Msimang. But it seems from the outside to be a little issue of maybe political jealousy. Was there an issue between them?
Certainly from the reports that have been appearing, there appears to have been problems between them. Particularly, Ms. Madlala Rotledge said at a press conference after her firing that the health minister, Ms. Shabalala Msimang, excluded her from briefings or strictly controlled the kind of documents that she could see. And certainly the way that the health minister has run her portfolio, one can easily imagine that that would conflict with the style of a person who was kind of a grassroots community activist in the country on that basis.
She was the deputy health minister, not the actual health minister. Why was this post so important?
Well, the reason that the story has gained such currency and such a controversy has been developed around us is because of the perceptions that the health minister is effectively an AIDS denialist. Now, the government of Mr. Mbeki and the health minister would reject some of the charges made against them, but generally the public perception is that they're not exercising the kind of public leadership they should on AIDS, which is a huge, huge crisis. Whereas Nosizwe Madlala Rotledge had an image completely different from that. She worked easily and she interacted easily with AIDS activists, and they were considerably reassured by her presence as the Deputy Health Minister in the government and worked successfully with her.
Why are Madlala Rotledge's supporters so adamant that she stay on? What kind of work did she do in the fight against HIV/AIDS that made her so important to them?
There's a new national AIDS plan which has been adopted in the country in recent years. It's been adopted as a result of pressure within the ruling ANC and also pressure from community activists and AIDS activists outside. And her supporters fear that without her there, that plan's going to get bogged down and not get implemented properly.
Jonathan Allen is the managing editor for AllAfrica.com. He joined us from his office in Cape Town, South Africa. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you very much.